Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night is warm across Israel. Tel Aviv is experiencing mild temperatures, while Jerusalem cools down slightly. It's a comfortable evening for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF spokesperson warns of possible increased fire from Lebanon towards the north, urging the public to follow instructions after a recent rocket barrage. This comes from Walla just minutes ago. Also, earlier today, 6 alarms went off in half an hour as 4 drones infiltrated Israel from Lebanon. They were intercepted, but Iron Dome interceptors were mistakenly identified as Hezbollah missiles, triggering alarms. This report is from Mariv. Also, this hour. After being postponed, a date is set for the Air Force commander's replacement. Brigadier General Omer Tischler will take office at the beginning of May. This update comes from Israel Hayom. Separately, IDF soldiers wounded Hezbollah terrorists in a recent encounter. Weapons found in a Lebanese home led to the successful return of fire, neutralizing 3 terrorists. This was reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier today. And finally, IDF Sergeant Major Ayal Uriel Bianco, aged 30, was killed in Lebanon. His death increases the toll to 13 Israeli soldiers lost since the start of Operation Roaring Lion. This comes from I-24 News. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya, a major news outlet, posted just minutes ago that the U.S. State Department official reiterates Washington's stance that Hezbollah doesn't deserve a place in Lebanon. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a journalist and commentator, suggested minutes ago that we might be witnessing the beginning of the end for Hezbollah. The Israel Guys, a media group, noted recently that their online reach has been significantly down. They're questioning if others face similar issues. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF statement about increased fire from Lebanon. Walla reports that the military is on high alert following a barrage of rockets. The situation remains tense, with the public urged to stay vigilant. This emphasizes the volatile security climate affecting civilians in northern Israel. Turning to the drone incident, Mariv detailed the confusion caused by Iron Dome interceptors mistakenly triggering alarms. This highlights the complexities of air defense systems in active conflict zones. The incident serves as a reminder of the challenges in maintaining security amidst ongoing threats. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post's coverage of the IDF's engagement with Hezbollah terrorists underscores the ongoing military operations in Lebanon. The discovery of weapons in a Lebanese home points to the persistent threats in the region. Such actions intensify the conflict, affecting regional stability and security. Finally, I-24 News reports on the tragic loss of IDF Sergeant Major Ayal Uriel Bianco in Lebanon. His death adds to the somber tally of losses since the operation began. This underscores the human cost of ongoing military engagements and its impact on Israeli society. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that Idan Ofer has made a significant acquisition in New York, purchasing the 845 Third Avenue Tower. This deal, valued at nearly $100 million, showcases Ofer's expanding global influence in real estate. Separately, Ynet Business highlights Israel's push towards bioconvergence as a new economic frontier. A government-backed initiative has identified 188 companies in this field, committing substantial resources to drive innovation and growth. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports on the integration of a popular broker into Israel's open banking system. This reform, led by the Bank of Israel, marks a crucial step in modernizing the country's financial landscape. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 10 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.